If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Let's get into the Junk Sports page brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy. Grab a Don't Sleep Energy shot. Need to stay ready all day just in case? Then sip on a refreshing 12-ounce can. You can grab both right now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code JUNKIES. You score 10% off. And remember, don't sleep makes you great. Maybe me and Valdez should stuff some in our overnight bags tomorrow night. MGM National Harbor, the Cakes Classic. That guy, Matt Valdez, is your special guest bounty for April, just so you know.
And you want to be great. So, yeah, stuff them in your pockets.
You do want to be great. Absolutely.
I had to turn my AC on again last night.
Oh, you did? Okay, good.
We just opened our windows. I pulled a lurch.
I was trying to hold out, but I felt bad for my dog because my dog was just panting inside the house the entire day. Yeah. I mean, she got a fur coat on.
Did you just buy a fence already?
No.
Buy a fence and let the dog out in the backyard.
Why? It was just as hot outside. But I finally turned it on around three or four. Just upstairs.
Okay.
And it was cool when we finally went to bed and the dog was fine. But I did not want to do that. But I turned it off this morning when I walked out of the house.
I actually thought it was awesome.
Because it was 48 degrees when I got up.
I actually thought it was awesome having the windows open. I haven't done that in months.
Yeah.
It was nice.
Yeah. It's going to be
a little fan.
Cool for the next 2 days and then back to the 80s on Thursday.
I wish I had the luxury of just throwing my windows open and letting all the pollen that's outside just right into my house.
Uh-huh.
I don't have that luxury because I would die. So I can't do that.
You see all the pollen on everyone's cars.
So much, so much.
Everybody's at the car wash
everywhere.
Yesterday. Yeah.
If you own a car wash at this point, you're rich.
Yeah.
You're so rich.
All right. So we kind of started the top of the show with women's hoops, but since it's the Final Four, just mention it again.
Yeah.
Texas and UConn won last night, so they will join South Carolina and UCLA in the Final Four.
Is it all one seeds on the women's side? I guess
no,
UConn's a two.
UConn's a two, yeah. So you got three ones and a two.
It's
so
crazy.
Three ones and a two there, and you got four ones on the men's side.
It's top heavy.
Top heavy. Top heavy. So if you're into women's hoops, there you go. Paige Beckers and congrats to Azzie Fudd, who's a local girl, went to St. John's. She's she's a starter for the UConn Huskies, women Huskies, from Arlington, VA.
She's supposed to be a stud a few years ago. Is she solely still?
She's good, but she's had a couple of serious injuries. Yeah.
Is her dad Elmer?
Yes, how'd you know? All right, Nats. Let's talk Nats. They lose last night 5-2. A lot to get into here. It's been a rough start. They're 1-3.
Their bullpen has been terrible.
Bullpen's been terrible, although the last couple of days it's been fine. All right, so their win when Mitchell Parker pitched yesterday, or a couple days ago, it was fine. They held the lead, 6-1 win. Last night it was fine. Last night, Soroka, who they picked up from the White Sox in the offseason.
Yep.
This guy's had some injuries, injury history with the Braves. He missed about a year and a half due to arm trouble. He had to exit early. He had some cramps or tightness in his bicep. Give up four runs in five innings, gets the loss. And then offensively, they only get five hits. Now, Now, here's the problem. They were getting no hit through five. And into the sixth, C.J. Abrams and James Wood went back-to-back dingers to break that up. But still, they only had five hits. They lose 5-2. Dylan Cruz, who's been dropped in the lineup down to eight, is now hitting 0-0-0 through four games. Now, it's four games.
Okay, it's early.
All right, it's four games.
But he's 0-15. The terrifying thing with him is he struck out 10 times.
Correct. He's got 10 Ks and 15 at-bats.
But if he goes 3-for-3, he's hit 250.
I always thought it was a little bit bizarre that I think he hit like 200 last year in his call-up, and then no one's really questioning it. It's early.
It's just early. I mean, it's four games in this
my
year.
My eyebrows are raised.
But getting back to Soroka for a second.
He hit 218 last year.
Soroka seems like he dodged an injury scare because it seems like it's just a right biceps cramp.
That's what they're saying.
The initial diagnosis is.
Well, that would be good.
So that would be good.
That would be great.
I mean, if it's some sort of elbow issue after his first start, then you're really worried.
Yeah.
So hopefully it's just that. It's a minor thing, and he's able to make his next start.
Well, look, we kind of talked about the start of the year because their schedule was so hard for the first four series.
Yep.
Starting out with the Phillies, all right, salvaged the game in that series. Mm-hmm. Got to go to Toronto, obviously, for a couple more. And then they've got to play. I know they got the Dodgers coming in, and I think Arizona. So they got four.
The D-backs first, then the Dodgers.
Yeah, so they got some tough outs in the first, 3 weeks. But it's only four games. All right, let's see if they get a win tonight. Trevor Williams goes tonight, 7:05 start.
The expectations aren't great for this team. I know that you guys bet overs. Maybe the expectations are to win a couple more games than last year, but it's still a young team without massive talent.
And it didn't make a lot of splashes.
I'm not expecting anything crazy. I'm not expecting, wild card birth.
No, you expect growth.
Or even tickling a wild card.
Right.
I'm just expecting better than last year. And last year they had 71 wins. That's why I went over the 70.5 wins. Mm-hmm. So if they can get to 75, 77, that's growth. That's improvement. If they drop back down to 65 wins, all right, we got issues.
Then we're in trouble.
Orioles beat the Red Sox yesterday. Day game, 2:35 start, 8-5. Tyler O'Neill, who they picked up from the Red Sox, went 4-for-4. He's hitting .571. He had a three-hit game and now a four-hit game.
And he had his opening day dinger, which he does every year.
Yep. He was awesome. And then the Red Sox bullpen was terrible. I know they gave up at least five runs, the bullpen, maybe four. But Orioles win. And the Orioles have some injuries, too. Colton Cowser hurt his thumb, I believe. How long is he going to be out?
6 to 8 weeks.
Hey, I can relate. I hurt my thumb a few years ago. Now it's fully functional. I can't throw like that guy, but my thumb works.
Or hit like him.
Yeah, well, I can't do anything like him.
Valdez, are you all in on the O's this early? You lock it in on their day games? And
watched every game so far.
Yeah, look at you.
Tell you what, Jackson Holliday's off to a good start. He had a couple hits yesterday, hitting .315 through five games.
Does he have a torpedo bat? I saw Ellie Dela Cruz had seven RBIs yesterday.
I might give Dylan Cruz a torpedo bat.
Yeah,
and might ship one of those over to Nat's Park.
Send him a case.
Anybody in the hallways have a torpedo bat? Anybody out here?
The headline on Dela Cruz was seven RBIs with this torpedo bat.
Sure.
Yep.
He went 4-for-5 last night. Beat the Rangers 14-3. Four runs scored, two bombs, seven RBIs, stole a base, and he was my first-round pick in one of my fantasy leagues. So he put up some numbers for me.
Very good.
Kind of the big story the first week of the season is the Dodgers are off to an undefeated start, right?
Well, and then the Braves, who are winless. So the Dodgers beat the Braves last night. Dodgers are now 6-0. I think that's their best start since 1981. And they beat the Braves 6-1 last night. The Braves, who are thought to be a playoff team, possibly win the East, are 0-5. Now, they've played all five games away from home. They haven't played at home yet, but that's not a good start. 0-5, and they'll go against the Dodgers again tonight. And I think I might have to start betting on the Braves, just to do theory. Do theory play.
They got to bounce back at some point.
They got to win a game, you know what I mean? Even though they're playing the best team in baseball. Couple other stories. The Cubs beat the Athletics last night, 8-3. Catcher Carson Kelly hit for the cycle. I mean, they're having some crazy offensive numbers in baseball here in the first week. 21 hits. Not sure if he was using a torpedo. But Kyle Tucker, who they acquired from the Astros in the offseason, went 4-for-7. So they had 21 hits, and two guys had 8 hits. So a lot of offensive numbers yesterday. All right, let's talk some Caps. The Caps play tonight. Big game against the Bruins in Boston. The Boston's lost 8 straight, but the Caps have lost 3 straight. Got to snap that losing streak.
If you're a Caps fan, tonight is required viewing. Because Ryan Leonard is set to make his Capitals debut.
Is he a defenseman?
He's a scorer. Right winger.
Okay. All right. Yeah. And so he's 20 years old.
He played for Boston College. Stud. A high Caps draft pick. So he's going to make his debut where he played his college hockey. Tonight in Boston.
So last night it was making the waves on social media. And even my little family group text. That Ovi was out at some bar, I think it's called the Circle or Circle Bar or something in Boston.
Okay. Yep.
And he was with Ryan Leonard.
Right.
And my daughter's best friend was up there visiting her boyfriend and pitches for Boston College. And they're like, we go to that bar all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And Meg said, you got to go. I said, you better go quick because as soon as it hits social media like it had,
mm-hmm.
it's going to, you know, I can't imagine he stays there very long as it fills up. But how cool is that if you're just hanging out and Ovi and the new young stud just walk into your bar to have a little beer or something on their off night?
I wonder how Ryan Leonard got a drink. He's not even 21. How did this happen?
So he led the NCAA in goals with 30, game-winning goals with 9, and then was 10th in the country in points this season, Jason.
Well, he's making his debut. Whose roster spot did he take? Do we know?
There's speculation that it's going to be Taylor Radish's spot.
Mm. Okay.
So it looks like he might get bumped. And I'm stealing this from Russian Machine Never Breaks. Chris Cerullo does a great job covering the Caps. He said the most like-for-like swap for Leonard would be third-line right-wing Taylor Radish. The two players are both right-shot wingers. Radish is currently filling a role that Leonard would be most suited for.
Mm.
He's not in the top 6 forward group and does not kill penalties, unlike somebody like Brandon Duhame. So, could be Radish scratch to give Leonard an opportunity, see what he's got with the Caps with 9 games left. Because, look, you can do it. No pressure on the kid because they've already got their playoff spot locked up. They've got home ice.
Mm-hmm.
So you get his feet wet at the pro level and see what happens over the next 9 games.
I remember last year.
Maybe he'll provide a little spark.
Throwing out the possibility, like, would they bring him on board for the playoff run last season? And they're like, no. But next season they will, and this is what they're doing.
Yep.
Stud's already won a couple gold medals, right?
Oh, he's a stud.
Hmm.
And, man, 20 years old.
Yeah.
All right, so kind of a scary video with Richard Sherman's house getting broken into. It occurred just after midnight on Sunday, and it happened to be Richard Sherman's 37th birthday. He made the news public via social media, and there were three armed robbers that entered the house.
That's scary.
And I believe the family was at home. At least the wife and kids were.
They were.
Jeez. Yeah, he said his wife handled it perfectly.
What'd she do, hide? I mean, that's all you can do. What do you do?
Sure either that or just say, hey, 911. Take whatever you want.
Robbery remains an open and active investigation, according to police. They have not caught them yet. And there have been no arrests, no suspects at this time. I mean, they're on camera, but they're wearing masks.
Do they say what they were looking for? Or
probably, I mean, just like money,
like
jewelry?
What do you do when you rob a house? I guess you're looking for jewelry. If you're like an NFL, you think maybe they have jewelry.
Jewelry, cash, whatever you can get your hands on. Yeah. Laptops. Electronics.
There's been a
watches.
Lot of athletes' homes burglarized.
Because everything is public now. You can find everybody's address.
Mahomes and Kelsey's houses. Mm-hmm. Joe Burrow's house.
Well, do it also when they know they're not home. The rest of the family.
They finally got those guys.
The Burrow robbery and at least one
that
of
was
the
an
other
inside job,
high profile ones. It was a ring of guys doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Like 6 or 8 guys. And they were dumb enough to take pictures with like Joe Burrow's fancy necklace.
Yeah, what a dummy.
What are you guys doing?
Yeah. But Sherman, we don't know if he was there. I think in the stories that I read didn't specify whether he was there or not.
I don't think he was. I think it was just the wife and kids.
Yeah, his quote was, "Scary situation that my wife handled masterfully and kept my kids safe." And then he asked for any info.
Wow, that's terrifying.
That's why you need a panic room. That's why you stuff people in the panic room and there's a home invasion.
Back to baseball, Miller Gardner, who's the son of former Yankee Brett Gardner. We've been talking about this the last couple weeks. He died in Costa Rica. Now they are saying that they're investigating whether or not it could have been carbon monoxide poisoning.
I thought that, yeah, that's what made the most sense, but then they ruled that out at the beginning, right?
I guess it's coming back.
Yeah.
It said tests have revealed that there were, quote, high levels of carbon monoxide contamination detected in the family's hotel room.
Yep.
Jesus. Which,
now the original story did say that they tested and they didn't find it and they ruled it out. Now it's coming back. I guess they did a stronger test and they did find something.
Now, an important detail, it says the family's room was located adjacent to a mechanical room.
Mm-hmm.
It said their room was next to a specialized machine room from which it's believed some form of contamination may have reached the guest rooms, potentially causing the incident.
Horrifying.
Which is it's kind of crazy. Like if a room gets flooded with carbon monoxide, usually like everybody that's in the room dies. Like it's kind of weird that just the teenager.
Maybe he was in the room more than the others.
Possibly, or he was closer to wherever the source of contamination was. But
so should we be traveling?
Story.
It's probably not a bad idea. And you travel with your toothbrush and your deodorant and everything. Should you throw a carbon monoxide?
I don't know if you're renting like an Airbnb, you should probably check like the amenities. Make sure there's like a carbon monoxide detector.
Just throw one in your toiletry bag.
I mean, I guess you could.
In your phone charger.
They're not that big. I mean, they're like this big.
Just plug in your freaking carbon monoxide tester.
I check that Blicky every time I go into my upstairs bedroom. Make sure it says zero.
Wow. I don't know that I've ever checked mine.
You never checked it?
I don't even know where it is. I know that we have one.
Yeah. You have it plugged in and it's actually operational?
Don't know.
You don't know.
I'm kind of
with you.
You
have a carbon monoxide detector in your house?
We have them, but I'm not sure. I don't check it all the time.
But I'm not exactly sure where it is.
Mine has a big red zero on it.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I hope it stays at all times.
I probably should be a little more diligent.
I've got
one
upstairs in the hallway.
That number starts spiking, or it has a high pitched alarm. You got to get out of the house.
No, but I think you're right. Especially if you're renting like an Airbnb or something, you just have no idea what's going on.
Right.
You would assume a hotel chain would have that under.
I would think most hotel rooms already have carbon monoxide detectors along with smoke detectors
under control. But who knows?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That's terrifying.
Yeah, it's scary. All right, so we're going to talk more Maryland hoops top of the hour because of the transfer portal news yesterday. Obviously, Willard's gone. The Buzz Williams story gaining momentum. So we'll get into that. We got Randolph Childress at 9 o'clock. We'll get his thoughts on the Willard situation, of course, the Final Four.
Yep, and coming up next, we will hear some audio of Adam Peters, who's at the NFL owners' meetings down at the Breakers in West Palm. He has some interesting news on trades, possible Terry McLaurin extension, and more. So we'll hear from the Commanders GM next.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick, healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.